a very similar game to last weekend against Treaty, conceding early and then trying to get a way back into the game. It just wasn't to be.
Yeah, we look back on things there, and Athlone had two chances in the game and they scored both of them. We've had two or three really clear-cut chances, and we should have took them, you know what I mean? And it was a bit like last week. If you're not taking your chances, the game will come back to bite you. And in certain moments, we didn't defend well enough, and it allowed them on to us. But chances were creating, you just had to convert them. I think if you get the first goal, it could be a different game. You get Hodgie's chance, you get an equaliser, it could be a different game in the second half. So goals change games, unfortunately, and they got theirs at the right moments. And a bit like the Limerick game, same thing. Just got the goal early, and they sat back and got the goal late on, and it was very, very similar tonight. So frustrating. The boys are deflated in there. They know they're putting their best foot forward, but we need to get that first goal, or at least take our chances when we create them. You know.
Yeah. You were frustrated with the way you conceded that goal as well. All too easy for him to get the header in.
Oh, way too easy. Even before the ball came to him, there was way too many opportunities for people to go and press the ball, and we didn't do that, which is very frustrating. He was able to just get a touch out of his feet in the final third and pick a ball out under the box, so that's very frustrating. That's stuff you work on in training, and closing down, just the basics. So that's something we'll look at. We'll look back in the video on and see why, and see who should have done better. So do we move on to Longford, you know?
Yeah, you mentioned that chance that Hodgson had. I thought Kevin at times he's played very well. He's got the ball down, passed it about well. McAteer, when he came on, I know it was a forced substitution, but anytime he got on the ball, he was creating stuff as well. So I thought there was a wee bit more positivity about tonight than last weekend.
Yeah, I suppose there's probably a wee bit more quality about tonight than last week. I think the pitch was playing a wee bit faster tonight compared to against Treaty, and that lends itself to creating that wee bit of chances, or the front players getting the ball to feet more often, getting at people 1v1, and that's stuff we worked hard on during the week, because we knew we got opportunities in the wide area. So it's just disappointing when we do get into the wide areas and we get it into the box, we don't put away our chances. So that's football. You need to move on. You can't feel sorry for yourself. You have to move on to the next game. This league here is unforgiving.
Yeah.
There's nobody, as we said weeks ago, nobody's going to give you anything easy. You have to earn everything. But at the minute, we're doing enough, but we're just not getting the ball across the line. And that's something we'll work on.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is relentless, isn't it? Week after week, tough games. It's all very even in this division. And another tough test next weekend against Longford.
Yeah, away from home against Longford. And we have people out now. We have suspensions, we have yellow cards, and people coming off injured, which is not ideal. Young Josh, we'll assess him over the next 48 hours, but it doesn't look good for him. He could be out until the window as well. So that's the wrong end of the pitch. We're getting people injured because we're very light. From the goalkeeper up there, back four and sixes in midfield, we're very, very light. And that's something we'll address in the transfer window. But at the moment, we're down to the bare bones. But we go. That's, again, it's opportunities for other players. And we go again.